You are listening to Long Innings, brought to you by Cricket Next.
An India-Pakistan sporting rivalry, there is nothing like it. Any sport, if India is going up against Pakistan, there is bound to be massive interest in both countries. Be it kabaddi, hockey, volleyball or football. We don't like losing to them and vice versa. The biggest manifestation of this rivalry is the India-Pakistan cricketing rivalry. There are reasons for it. Cricket, apart from easily being the most popular sport in both countries, is also the sport where both teams are counted amongst the top in the world and have won world events quite regularly. Thus, it's only natural that fans from either side want their team to score over the other. The games themselves are hotly contested. Players may say that a game against each other is like any other game, but even they know that's not true. Just turn on a television set or surf the internet on your mobile phones, as most of you would do, and listen to how ex-players talk about the rivalry and how much winning that game meant.
On this episode of Long Innings, we take a look at the India-Pakistan cricketing rivalry.
More than just a game. There have been times when, in spite of not doing well in a global tournament, the teams and fans alike have a sense of satisfaction that they won the game against the old rival. We will all be lying if we said that although India did not do well in the 1992 and 1999 World Cups, it didn't feel great that at least India beat Pakistan in those two World Cups. Many an Indian cricket fan will rate the India-Pakistan match in 2003 World Cup as one of their favourites. There is this innate satisfaction that fans get when their team puts it across the other. This is a satisfaction unlike a win over some of the other top teams like England and Australia. There is a political tinge to this rivalry which adds to the aura around it. Whenever the two nations have a political misunderstanding or skirmish, it impacts the scheduling of cricket matches between the two teams. Games are cancelled, leading to fewer games between the two teams, leading to more eyeballs for any game that does take place. The ICC has sensed this golden egg opportunity too. That's why no matter how you draw the lots, India and Pakistan invariably end up in the same group in global events. Here is a sample of events where India and Pakistan have been in the same group. In World Cups 2003 and 2015. In the Champions Trophy 2009, 2013 and 2017. World T20 2007, 2012, 2014 and 2016. You will notice how often these two teams are in the same group, particularly since 2007. Since the events of 26-11-2008, India and Pakistan have not played bilateral series against each other. Thus, the appetite for India-Pakistan games is only satiated in ICC events or Asia Cup events. So, it's not surprising that these two teams meet at such events quite often. The rivalry itself. Post-independence, the first India-Pakistan series took place in India in 1952 when Pakistan toured India. The hosts won the 5-test series 2-1. When India lost one of the test matches in the series, there was a huge public outcry. This outcry had a big impact on the psyche of the players from both sides for generations to come, who realized that if they lost to the other team, they would be vilified for a long time. Thus, test matches between the two teams usually resulted in both teams playing very defensively in order to avoid defeat. The stats reveal this. There have been 59 tests played between the two teams with 38 draws. Both teams have won 4 series each and 7 series have been drawn. Pakistan also won a test in India in Kolkata in 1999, but that was not part of a series but part of the Asian Test Championship. 59 tests over such a long period of time also shows that there have not been very many test series between the two teams, and that has to do with the elections being strained between the two nations. Whenever there has been tensions or wars between the two countries, playing cricket against each other has been a no-no. Test matches between the two countries have often been about India's batting might against Pakistan's bowling greats. Over the years, a duel between the likes of Gundappa Vishwanath, Sunil Gavaskar, Jimmy Amarnath and Sarfaraz Khan, Imran Khan and Abdul Qadir was savoured by all. With time, the duel was same but the actors replaced by the likes of Sachin, Azhar, Dravid and Sehwag on one side with Wasim, Waqar, Shoaib Akhtar and Saqlain on the other. Some memorable test matches over the years. 1987, Bangalore. It was sunny and then there were the rest. The pitch was a spinning minefield. Pakistan luckily won the toss and heaved a sigh of relief as they wouldn't have to bat fourth. Both teams got out cheaply in the first innings and Pakistan did marginally better in the second to set up 220 odd runs for India to chase. On that track, it was a daunting task and sure enough, it turned out to be with Indian wickets falling cheaply. Only Sunil Gavaskar stood tall for India, negotiating everything that was thrown at him, with confidence that belied the eyes. As long as he was there, India had a chance. He played what is remembered by all who saw it, a masterful innings, while his other illustrious batters in the team fell by the wayside. He got out on 96 and India fell agonizingly close. The next highest scorer for India was extras with 27. It also enabled Pakistan to win the test and with it the series. 1999, Chennai. Control C, Control V of the 87 Bangalore test? You could say it was. Pakistan won the toss, low scores, tense chase, and in the end, Pakistan won by 12 runs. Sachin played the role of Gavaskar played in 87. As long as he was there in the last innings, India had a chance. But he was playing through pain, suffering from back spasms. Ultimately, the pain got the better of him, getting out to a cross-batted shot, and Pakistan quickly wrapped up the Indian innings thereafter. 1999, Delhi. The Kumble 10. A record that can never be broken, at best equaled. Kumble did it in the fourth innings of the test. Set a huge total, Pakistan were trying their best to survive in the Delhi cold until Kumble got on a roll. Wicket after wicket. After Kumble took the first 6 wickets, the other bowlers started bowling deliveries wide of the stumps. So much so that Javagal Srinath was wided by the umpires for bowling too wide of the crease. Ultimately, he got there and everyone at the ground was ecstatic. 2004, India in Pakistan. Perhaps the best series between the two sides, India was touring Pakistan after a gap of nearly 15 years and boasted of a strong team of batters that included Tendulkar, Sehwag and Dravid, and a bowling lineup with Kumble at his prime and a couple of very good young fast bowlers in Irfan Pathan and L. Balaji. Sehwag bulldozed Pakistan with a triple century in the first test and Dravid did the same with a 270 in the third test to ensure an Indian win in both the matches. The second test was won by Pakistan to give India a 2-1 scoreline and their first ever test series win in Pakistan, something which is considered a feather in the cap by each Indian player involved. Since 2007, these two nations have never played a test match against each other, meaning that modern greats like Kohli have not had a chance to be involved in the test rivalry, but they have taken a big part in the rivalry in the shorter format. The limited overs rivalry. If you look at the stats, again, Pakistan have the lead, winning 73 of the 137 one-day international matches played between the two teams. One-day internationals between the two teams became popular in the 1980s and early 1990s when Pakistan clearly had the better team. Whenever bilateral series between the two sides could not be played, the organizers resorted to matches at neutral UAE, though it seldom used to be neutral, having huge backing for Pakistan, where Pakistan usually came up on top. These Sharjah tournaments were held very frequently and usually involved a third or fourth team to make a proper tournament out of it. A couple of standout games. In 1985, India defended a low total of 125. Asked to bat on a tough pitch, India were dismissed cheaply thanks to a 614 by Imran Khan. However, the Indian bowlers came up with a fine performance and dismissed Pakistan for 87 to win the game. Then, there was the Miandad 6 hit in the final of the Australasia Cup in 1986. Requiring 4 runs of the last delivery, Miandad duly smashed the ball for a 6 and forever became a Pakistani hero and Indian villain. The bowler of the delivery, Chetan Sharma, must have also realized that no matter what he did thereafter, he would always be remembered as a guy who got tonked for a 6 against Pakistan. Then there were a few series held in Toronto called the Sahara Cup, which will be most remembered for Inzamam ul Haq attacking a spectator in the crowd for calling him a potato, and for one particular series in 1997 when Ganguly almost single-handedly destroyed Pakistan with both bat and ball to hand India the series 3-1. The sides played each other often in the mid-2000s with equal success before the events of 26-11 stopped all ties between the two nations. Rivalry in ICC and Asia Cup events. The Indian team dominates the statistics here. In the 1992 World Cup, India scored an unlikely and rare win against Pakistan, who went on to be the eventual champions. And Ajay Jadeja Blitzerg in the 1996 World Cup quarterfinal in Bangalore ensured another India win. The 1999 World Cup match was an emotionally charged affair thanks to the backdrop of the Kargil War. In 2003, a Sachin Tendulkar-led counter-attack, which was clinically closed out by Dravid and Yuvraj, allowed India to chase down an imposing target against a mighty Pakistan bowling attack. In 2011 World Cup semi-final, although not a classic match, was keenly contested and highly watched due to the prize at stake of the game and the players involved. The 2015 World Cup match had an electric following, even though in the end it finished as a one-sided victory for India. The match had a record viewership. In the Champions Trophy, Pakistan won comfortably in 2009 and India returned the favour in 2013. Pakistan scored an upset victory in the Champions Trophy final in 2017 after losing in the group stages. But the Indians got their revenge in the 2018 Asia Cup, blanking Pakistan both times the team met in the tournament, even without the services of Kohli. The likes of Dhoni, Kohli, Dhawan and Rohit Sharma are the architects of India's recent success against Pakistan. As far as T20s are concerned, again, India dominate the stats, having suffered only one loss. The most famous T20 games between the two teams came about in the 2007 inaugural World T20. They played each other in a group match of the 2007 edition, and it was their first ever meeting in a T20 game. On a cold, overcast evening in Durban, India were put into bat and made a modest total. Pakistan began well, then lost their way, and it was looking like India was going to win. Stepped in Misbah-ul-Haq and started teeing off on the Indian bowlers to put Pakistan back on track. As things would turn out, the match ended in a tie and India won an interesting bowl-off, a short-lived concept which was shortly replaced by the Super Over. The final of the event was also played between these two sides and followed a similar script to the group match. Misbah was again the protagonist, who led the Pakistan recovery in the chase and had victory in sight before he tried an audacious, needless ramp shot to finish in style, only to end up getting caught at short fine leg in the final over, leaving India victors by 5 runs in the final over. The rivalry has recently lost some of its sting, given the fact that the Indian players, much like the country's economic superiority, have been superior on the field as well. Due to reasons beyond control, Pakistan is unable to play home matches at home, starving it of much-needed fanatical home-based support. It is also unable to host India, thus being deprived of a vital source of income such a series will generate. Their board recently tried to sue the Indian Cricket Board, unsuccessfully, for a compensation because India refuses to play them. But don't let that fool you. Wait till the World Cup in England in 2019, where these two teams will square off again. Behold the frenzy then. Just you wait. So there you have it, cricket's most hotly contested, followed and vibrant rivalry. The rivalry between these two teams has sometimes got out of hand. Indian players were pelted with stones in Karachi in 1997, while confusion over the legitimacy of Sachin's run out in Kolkata in 1999 caused a commotion leading to the fans being evicted from the stadium and the match completed before an empty stadium. When India play Pakistan, get ready for something special.
This podcast was brought to you by Cricket Next. Thanks for tuning in.